VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Controlling your listings from the sidelines, helping you call the winning plays. He's totally off the bench, and he's here now. Give a cheer for Coach Jack as he joins Griff, Lee, and his latest featured player. Here's Griff.
And this segment brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coach Jack is here with Kevin Lilly, known on eBay as top-rated seller Gaithersburg Coin. Coach Jack has analyzed her listing strategies in light of the new fee schedule changes contained in the spring seller update. And to see Kev's listings, go to Advanced Search and click Find Item by Seller in the left-hand sidebar. Then search for Gaithersburg Coin, and that's GAITHERSBURGCOIN, all one word.
So hello, and Coach Jack.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great.
Great. Hey, Kevin, thank you for joining me on the air. It's always a pleasure to talk to our sellers.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, you've been managing the store for Gaithersburg Coin. From what I understand, Gaithersburg Coin is a coin seller, not exclusively on eBay, but you manage the store. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How long have you been doing that for Gaithersburg?
About a year and a half.
Okay, wonderful. And from what I understand, you had some eBay selling experience prior to that, and that's how you ended up with the job. How long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been selling my own items since about 2000, selling and buying.
Okay. Nice. 15 years. There are not a lot of people that can say that. Thank you for being with us so long. Obviously, you're selling coins for Gaithersburg Coins, and for those who are following along on Advanced Search, you can see that Kevin's posted nearly 2,800 live listings at this moment. That is quite a feat in and of itself. One of the first things that I would like to recommend to you, Kevin, is considering a upgrade to your store. Right now, you've got a basic store, and as you know, you get 150 free insertion fees every month with that basic store. However, with premium, you would get 500 or anchor 2,500. I did a little bit of analysis on your invoice. With that basic store for the month of May, it looks like your invoice is going to be about $3,100. If you were to upgrade to the premium store, including the additional subscription fee for premium, your invoice would still be, it would actually be less than $2,900. So you would see immediately like $260, $270 of savings. And if you went to an anchor store, you'd be less than $2,800. So that's like $350 a month that you can report back to your boss that you're saving the company. So that would be a good move that I'd recommend right off the bat. I see that you're already subscribed to our 12-month agreement, so that's a great money-saving opportunity. And I would encourage you to do that if you upgrade to Premium or Anchor. And as I just mentioned, Anchor is probably the best bet for you right now. The Anchor store is $179.95 with the 12-month agreement compared to the $199.95 that it is if you go month-to-month. Now, I want you to know that if you do upgrade, you do not have to wait for your current 12-month term to expire. You can do that immediately. It does reset the 12 months, but there's no penalty in making that change right now. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Another thing that I noticed is that almost all of your listings are 30-day buy-it-now listings. Now, I was wondering, like, what type of strategy do you use? How do you determine what listing duration and format you're going to use?
We originally, or when I first started this, we were doing seven-day listings. We found that not to work out too well for us. We would start at a low price, and we were not seeing the final value of the items where we wanted it to be, so we decided to try instead going to the 30-day format and assigning a minimum value to it and see how that worked out instead.
Okay, okay. And has it worked out?
We feel it's basically workable, yes, but one of the reasons we're looking to have you inspect our store, so to speak, was to see what other options we might have.
Sure, sure. And then along that same vein, why do you choose to go with 30-day listings rather than the good till canceled listings?
It was easier to keep track of them that way. We did some good till canceled, but if we needed to make changes to it, as the store would evolve, so to speak, or how we would write our listings, they would get biased.
Okay. Okay. So a couple of comments on that is it may make sense to actually go to the good till canceled. If you already know that fixed price is the way to be, I would recommend maybe going with the good till canceled instead of just perpetually relisting these 30-day items for a few reasons. One is they're listed, right? Like, hopefully listing management is easier because they're already on the site. You can go in and revise those listings. There's nothing barring you from changing the price or the description. And so don't feel like if it's a good till canceled listing that it's in stone. You can go in and revise those listings. Another benefit to being good till canceled is that there's no lapse in your item exposure. If you have a 30-day listing, once it's over, it ends until you list it again, and then sometimes it takes a few hours for our search to pick up the new one. So there is like a small window where your item is not getting any exposure. That's not the case with the good till canceled listings. And then one last reason is that our search team actually keeps statistics on the listing. And so as your listing ages, our search team is able to better surface the results to our buyers. And so when you end a 30-day listing, it kind of resets those statistics. And so it's wise to keep it good till canceled so that all of that information that we've gathered over the past 30 days can be used for the next 30 days as well, and that will help you. Now, how many of your listings would you say are like the same item versus something completely unique that deserves its very own listing?
You mean similar to like a duplicate?
Yeah, or like maybe you could put it in a multi-quantity listing rather than just a listing that is good just for that one specific item. I know coins are kind of a different beast where each one has to be described specifically, but are there items that can be multi-quantity?
Well, we have done that in the past with some duplicates where, say it was a certified coin, it would be the same grade. From the same grading service, and we would list them as multiples, but we really don't have a whole lot like that.
Okay. I kind of figured that because, yeah, coins are so unique. But if you do have items that can fit into a multi-quantity listing, they are also going to benefit from that search statistics that I was just describing. If once one sells, then the other one is queued up and ready to sell as well, but it already has that information collected so that we can better serve you and find buyers a little bit more efficiently for you. And so if you do have things that can be multi-quantity, make sure that they are in a multi-quantity listing so that you can have us working on that in the background on for your behalf.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely keep an eye out for that.
Okay. And then I also noticed that you hardly have any of your fixed price listings with best offer. And this is a touchy subject. Some people are a little bit step away from best offer because they're worried about profit margins. However, I'd love for you to experiment with it a little bit. We have a lot of sellers who have told us time and again that the velocity of their sales, in other words, the frequency of their sales just increases as soon as they start using Best Offer. And so you'll have to determine what's going to be best for your business, but there is a point where, you know, that small amount of margin that it erodes is worth it because you're making more money. And so that's something that you just have to try to find out where it makes the most sense for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other thing regarding format. You are selling coins, and coins is one of our collectibles categories. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we've set aside 100 free auction insertion fees for any store seller in any of our collectibles categories. And so you have the opportunity to list 100 free auctions every month free of charge, which is something that, you know, is a huge benefit to you. One thing that I like about auctions, and you said that you originally started out with auctions.
You know what, Coach Jack? We only have about 10 seconds.
Yeah, so we're out of time, unfortunately. But I want to thank Coach Jack and Kevin for coming on Gaithersburg Coin. I hope you were able to learn something, maybe get some changes to your store and save some money. This segment was sponsored by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up next, 5 top-rated tips for standing up to your competition. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas, let eBay and e-commerce gurus educate and inspire you. Tuesday is social selling day. You'll get cutting-edge info on marketing your business through Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Wednesday and Thursday, our featured speakers will address every aspect of your business on eBay. eBay customer support reps will be there to review accounts live during the event. Learn from experts on store and listing design, branding and marketing, product sourcing, SEO, photography, and seller time management. Get one-on-one advice from eBay education specialists and certified eBay store designers in Mentors Corner. Enjoy face time with suppliers of eBay tools and services. Plus, there'll be plenty of time for networking and assorted festivities. June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Register now for the eBay Radio Party and Conference at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.